God placed you and I individually, as families, as institutional church here, as civil magistrates who rule in covenant with Him. That's the set reality we live in. He's placed us in covenant with Him, and it is our job to live covenantally, faithfully, obediently to Him. That is, this is not negotiable for any of us. We are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. God is the one who brings salvation. We cannot. We are the ones who rather need that salvation. Remember that individually. Remember that in your family. And would that our rulers over us would remember that. He is the one who forgives, and we are the ones who need forgiven. He is the one who will have His will done on earth as it is done in heaven, and that perfectly. We are the ones who are called to do His will perfectly during our days here on earth. This is some of what the reality that we live in. The reality we live in is not optional. Individually, you might work very hard at trying to change this, but the Bible calls that very abruptly as foolishness. That's what it is. Individually, we cannot change these things any more than we can change gravity by willing it when we jump out of the tree, which, by the way, is also part of the reality that God made that's not optional. Corporately, we cannot change these things either. They tried it years ago in Babel. Man continues to try to do it in a more sophisticated, technological way. It cannot be done. This is because the way God made the world is set. It will not change. Reality is not optional. In case you forgot that this week, which you probably did at times, it's important that you confess your sins to our Father in heaven. And remember this, that Christ delights to forgive you of these sins. Let's pray together. Father, we confess our individual sins to you this morning. Many times we have forgotten where we live. Help us to remember that more. Father, we also want to confess that not only have we as individuals forgotten the reality we live in, forgotten that the reality we live in is not something that's optional, but it is set. We also want to confess the sins of the people of our nation and our leaders. We are part of them. We have been placed here in covenant with them. We have placed under their authority. And clearly, as our representative, many, many, many of them, maybe most of them, have forgotten the reality that they live in. We pray, Lord, that you might be merciful to us, that you might bring us to repentance. We confess our sins to you here at Providence Church because we have not been the kind of people that you want us to be. And that is, you've called us to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. And we've failed in that. So we first repent of our sins corporately. We pray that you might forgive our sins as a nation, that you might restore us back to understanding and seeing the world as it really is. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for part of the reality that we live in is that Christ came to die, to be raised from the dead, to ascend to the Father, to pronounce throughout heaven and earth that salvation has come. In this we give you thanks now. Amen. So, O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. The Lord has been mindful of us this day, and He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth.